those of us a little older, we will remember a general named W.C. Fields. Great comedian, top of his profession. He was also famous for the fact that his lifestyle was often at variance with the gospel. Toward the end of his life, he began reading the Bible a lot. And somebody asked him one day, "Why are you doing that?" He says, "I'm looking for any loopholes I can possibly find." All three readings today speak very, very plainly about the way to the kingdom and the way to heaven. And it, as I look at it, it involves confession, acceptance of forgiveness, and personal transformation. And there don't seem to be any loopholes. The way to the Lord, or the way of the Lord, rather, is to prepare, be prepared in us and in our style of living. The rugged places in our lives, the shadowy places in our lives, are meant to be given over to the power of God's love and the light of God's truth. Advent is a time to be reintegrated into the mystery of God's love, because Christmas is truly the love of God made visible. That's who came among us. The love of God made visible for us. Not like a phantasm, but this is a real human being who knew everything we knew, who did everything we did except sin. And he made it perfect. I wonder if we really appreciate that. John the Baptist baptized in the Jordan River. And the Jordan River was the place where the chosen people of God entered the promised land. The time of their waiting and their wandering was finally found some fulfillment. When they realized how deeply God loved them and how that love was eternal. But the people of God sinned. They accommodated their own lives and they separated themselves one from the other, one from God. And so they were called back. They were called out to their beginnings at the Jordan River to confess, to receive forgiveness, and to begin the personal transformation necessary to be called God's people. That's true for us as well. The Spirit that John the Baptist said the Lord would baptize us with is what brings our presence here today. Don't think you just came here because it was time to come here. The Holy Spirit brought you here today to confess, to receive forgiveness, and to continue your personal transformation as becoming a child of God. There are no loopholes. Only one great hope, and one who is coming, who is mightier than any, who reintegrates you and me into the mystery of God's eternal love. Try and live that mystery this week. Every day. It might be different every day, but it can always be good every day.